Okay, beautiful expressed woman. So yesterday we had very, very powerful journaling practice on forgiving and holding your inner child, yourself, for all the times where boundaries may have been crossed or not even expressed. Any people-pleasing tendencies were revealed. And now we are going to embark on a breath practice to hold that sweet inner child or that sweet woman who tenderly desires for you to be her voice. You are the one standing up for her. And so in this breath practice, it's a very simple practice to rewire your brain that it is fully safe to be there for her, to express yourself, even in those moments where you feel stretched to do that. Essentially, that's why you're here. I know for many of you, your big reason why was so you could live this life of your dreams, and you can stand up for yourself and stand up for your visions and stand up for who you're meant to serve in this world. And to have joy and love, right? Deep breath in and sigh it out. Again, full breath in. 2, 3, 4, exhale. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, inhale, 4, 3, 2, 1, exhale, mouth sigh, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, inhale, 4, 3, 2, 1, exhale, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hold empty. Holding empty, repeating in your mind, I forgive you. Keep holding that breath empty and feel yourself fully forgiving yourself for any of those times you didn't fully express your needs, boundaries, desires, sacred space. We're going to claim it back in 3, 2, 1, claim it back in a full deep breath in and hold and feel yourself claiming your power, your right to take up space. And repeat this in your mind. I deserve to be heard. I deserve to be here. I deserve to be seen. I deserve to be felt. I deserve love. I deserve happiness and health and all of my wildest dreams. Keep holding that breath and really feel it. Really, really feel it. Keep holding that breath. Before you exhale, you get to choose the sound you make to proclaim this affirmation that you just felt inside. That sound can be, it can be a scream, it can be a shout, whatever it is. 3, 2, 1, go. If you haven't already, make that sound. You can shake your body a little bit, you can declare it, let it be felt in your body, imprinted in, let it all out, and then take a nice deep breath in. We're going to do that again. hold your breath. Again, repeating that affirmation to yourself of deserving to be seen, heard, felt, having it all that you desire, taking up space. Feel it. Before we exhale, don't even think about the sound you're gonna make. Think about what you want to feel. Why are you here? Why are you here? All right, make that sound as you exhale. Move it through your body. Whatever this sound is, it doesn't have to be pretty. It's okay. It's you. It's whatever you feel. And then inhale again one more time when you're ready. Hold, repeating that affirmation to yourself, feeling it, really feeling it, that you do deserve to take up space, you do deserve to have all that you desire, you do desire all of it, and that's beautiful, and so beautiful. You are beautiful, you're worthy. 3, 2, 1. Exhale, make that sound, any sound. Liberate it, let it be heard. Keep shaking, keep making that sound. Let it move through your body. Let it move, let it be free. Let it be free. Let it be free. Take a full breath in. And exhale. And notice how you feel. Continue breathing in your own natural way as you integrate this practice. This is a beautiful way for you to reclaim your courage, your bravery to express. And if you start doing this daily or whenever you need, your inner child and your sweet woman inside that wants to be expressed, sometimes it's fierce. Sometimes that sweetness is a little bit fiery and wild and untamed. Unleash her. Let her be how she is. It's all innocent. It's all perfectly you. You'll start getting more comfortable with the way she expresses, and then things won't bottle up so much. And you may start to recognize over time that some of the feelings inside, maybe the anger or the frustration, were just expressions of grief and sadness that just needs to be held. Or shame or guilt or any of those emotions that just were longing to be released and expressed so she could feel that you're there for her no matter what. So keep this practice in your pocket. This is a good one. And after your integration, after some deep breaths here, you are welcome to journal some more. And express what comes up. And as always, I'm here for you. Let this be your invitation to reach out if you ever are craving some additional support with this. You're not alone. I've got you. You're so deeply loved.